From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. President Trump attends his first G20 summit on Friday. The gathering in the German city of Hamburg brings together representatives of the world's 20 largest economies. It will be the first meeting between Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin as global leaders. But another potential showdown is also attracting attention between Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
G20 summits usually pass unnoticed by the general public, but this one will be different, says Mike Jakeman of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
This is going to be a very high-profile G20 summit. This is going to be one where the world's media is going to be watching extremely closely.
They'll be watching for sparks to fly if, as expected, German leader Angela Merkel clashes with President Trump.
Germany has put itself almost at odds with the US, and it is taking a very strong stance on issues like climate change, free trade as well.
Stephen Booth of the Open Europe think tank says Merkel has attacked what she sees as Trump's protectionism and his withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. And Booth says most of the G20 will be on Merkel's side.
You really do sort of see the US being, to some degree, isolated.
The summit should provide China with a major grandstanding opportunity. The world's biggest exporter does not allow the entirely free flow of goods and capital into its own country, but it will line up with the Europeans over the issue of free trade. Ian Bond of the Centre for European Reform.
We have the rather bizarre situation that actually the Europeans and the Chinese find themselves to some extent on the same side in defending the international trading order.
But while the German leader, backed by the Chinese, may clash with Trump over trade,
I don't think that Merkel or the rest of the EU wants to push this too hard.
After all, says Stephen Booth, the Europeans know where their real interests lie.
The reality is the EU does rely on US power, both soft and hard.
And he says they would love to strike a free trade deal with the world's richest economy. Don't expect a massive onslaught against the US president in Hamburg. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.